And we're online right now with Tony Answeeney from the Buffalo office of the National Weather Service. And let's get right into it. First of all, here we are bright and early this morning. What's happening right now in terms of this weather system in western New York?
Well, the good news is that we have canceled the blizzard warning and the wind chill warning for Erie County. Unfortunately, the lake effect snows will continue today. There is a lake effect snow advisory in effect until 7 p.m. this evening. We're looking for additional snow accumulations from 4 to 7 inches today.
Tony, if we could maybe just kind of go over what has happened here in the last 24 to 36 hours in terms of that system, because it does seem like it's been kind of specifically focused, but it's floated up and down north and south around the area. Can you give us maybe a little more specifics of how that worked?
Well, that's pretty typical of lake effect snow bands here off of Lake Erie. You do see that oscillation from north to south typically, but you know, most of the times it does focus in a very narrow area, and that's exactly what happened in this case over the last really 24 to 36 hours. The main focus has been across central and southern Erie counties, where snowfall amounts have been from 1 to 2 feet of snow. But at times, the bands have moved north into the city and even into the northern suburbs. Here at the Buffalo Airport, we officially had over 11 inches of snow. And you know, right now it is weakening, but we're still going to see that focus in the same general area from the city itself down into central and southern Erie County pretty much for the entire day today.
And you said 11 inches at the airport. Is that over the storm period? And if you could maybe also expand on some of the other information you may have received in terms of snow totals elsewhere.
Yeah, the storm totals pretty much over the last 36 hours or so, like you said, here at the airport, right around 11 inches, the highest totals we have received so far. I'm sure they'll go up a little bit as soon as we get some more data in this morning. But since last evening, some of the higher snowfalls that we have received have been across central and southern Erie County, anywhere from 1 to 2 feet of snow.
Okay, and yesterday it was extremely cold. If I'm not mistaken, a record was set in terms of the low temperature for yesterday?
It was a record low was set yesterday. It was 5 degrees. Well, actually, it tied a record low. It was 5 below 0, and that tied the old record set back in 1942 of 5 below.
So this this situation, there's no doubt about it anecdotally that it feels much different than what we've seen over the last few years. But from, you know, your ability to review the data, I mean, how different is this? How exceptional of a storm system did we just endure?
Well, you know, typically we do have these lake effect snow outbreaks pretty much, you know, every year. I think we've been spoiled, like you said, the last couple of years. Mild air has been over the area, and really a diminished amount of snowfall from normal. People have to remember that the normal snowfall here in Buffalo is actually 93 inches per year. Last year we were about 20 inches below that. The year before, we were a good 40 inches below that. But, you know, we put this snowfall into what we've seen so far for the season. We're still got about another 20 or 30 inches to go before we even get to that 90-inch plus mark or so. But typically we have these outbreaks pretty much every year.
But the combined cold and the lake effect snow, though, that made it more of an exceptional situation, I would have to say, right?
Well, usually we do see these lake effect snow bands set up with the heavy snow, but we don't have the very cold temperatures to accompany that. And this time we had both.
And the situation along the Niagara River that we've seen, that's something, again, was a little bit unusual. I don't know how familiar your office is with some of the icing that's been going on there and causing some problems. So do you have any information on that?
Well, this happens every 2, 3, 4 years or so. We get some ice that sometimes jumps over the ice boom in Lake Erie, especially if the winds are very strong for a short period of time, or in this case, the winds were very strong for a prolonged period of time. We did get that ice that was in the eastern end of Lake Erie to jump over that ice boom there and started breaking up, and these ice flows got into the Niagara River, and they started to impact the intakes there in the Niagara Power Plant up there. And when that happens, you start to get this, you know, development of this water jamming up behind these ice flows, and you get some flooding right along the immediate lake shore there. In this case, we still have some minor flooding right along LaSalle Expressway and Robert Moses Parkway.
And then finally, looking forward, I guess, just from what I was able to see on your forecast this morning, I guess relatively good news in terms of milder temperatures coming our way.
Well, it looks like we'll start to warm up to near normal by Friday. We looked at normal temperatures in the mid to upper 30s, but then the big warm-up for the weekend and even into the early part of next week should see temperatures in the 40s for at least 3 or 4 days. So we'll be able to melt some of the snow, and hopefully we'll be able to keep the rain away so we're not dealing with a flooding situation.
All right. Well, we'll keep abreast of that. You fortunately are ending your 7 straight days of working overnights at the National Weather Service, so you can avoid that scenario. So, Tony, as always, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Okay, Jay. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.